Hi everyone, my name is David Strain and welcome to Life Toward God, a devotional from the First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, Mississippi. We begin with a scripture sentence to turn our hearts toward the Lord. So listen to Psalm 103 verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Let's pray together. God our Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, who has been touched with the feeling of our infirmities, who is a perfect saviour of sinners and a comforter for all who mourn. We pray now as we face a new day that you would give us grace by him to be trained by your discipline, to endure these hardships and to be trained by them, to walk indeed by faith and not by sight, to trust you even when we don't know what's going on or what will happen next, to shatter the illusion that we are in control, but to be comforted by the knowledge that Jesus Christ reigns on the throne of the universe. For we ask this in his name. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, at the 14th verse. This is the word of God. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. It's a powerful short little passage that speaks about Jesus who shares in our nature. The children, meaning all of us, share in flesh and blood. He himself likewise partook of the same things. That speaks to Christ's solidarity with us. He's the one that in chapter 1 is described as the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, upholding the universe by the word of his power. He is God the Son, and he becomes man, a human being, one of us, for us and our salvation, so that, as Hebrews will later say, he can be a priest who is able to sympathize with us in our weaknesses. The solidarity of Jesus in your trials today, brother, sister, you can turn to Jesus Christ and know, as the old King James Version puts it, that he has been touched with the feeling of our infirmities. You can come to him. He understands. He knows. The solidarity of Jesus. Secondly, the suffering of Jesus. The children share in flesh and blood. He himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. Through death, Jesus came not simply to be one of us, but as one of us, to die for us. Remember the gospel, dear Christian. Beloved in Christ, Jesus has shed his blood for you. You are precious to him and beloved in the sight of God. You are in Jesus today forgiven and clean and accepted. Christ has suffered not just with you in solidarity, but for you as your Saviour. And so there is no trial that you can pass through that he is not sufficient to keep you and comfort you and strengthen you in and train you by to walk in new obedience, because he has shed his blood and purchased all the grace you need for every circumstance. The solidarity of Jesus, the suffering of Jesus, and thirdly, the success of Jesus, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. The devil has the power of death in the sense that he's the one through whom death entered the world. Sin entered the world through Satan's temptation, and because of sin, the judgment of death. Someone once said, Satan holds the power of death not as a lord, but as an executioner. And he uses death in an attempt to stop God, to thwart God's purposes, and to terrify God's people. But Christ died So the very thing Satan thought would shatter the design of God accomplishes the design of God. Death itself defeats him in the victory of Jesus Christ. The crucifixion of Christ overthrows the power of the devil. He is destroyed and his kingdom overthrown in the death of Jesus Christ. Sin and death can no longer destroy us who believe in him. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." And that means we can be free from the power of death and from the fear of death. We live at a time when the fear of death stalks our land. Samuel Coleridge, in his poem The Ancient Mariner, pictures someone stalked by death. He says, "Like one that on a lonesome road doth walk in fear and dread, and having once turned round, walks on and turns no more his head, because he knows a frightful fiend doth close beside him tread." That's, he's being stalked by death. We are right now in our country stalked by the spectre of our own mortality. And many of us are afraid. We're afraid of getting sick. We're afraid of dying. But Christians need not fear death. Death, when it comes to us, is merely the gate of heaven, an entry into life and life in all its fullness through Jesus Christ. That sets us free from slavery and bondage and fear to serve Jesus and to love one another. May God help us to do so. Let's pray. Our prayer as we close comes from the pen of the 4th century church father, St. Augustine. O God, the light of every heart that sees you, the life of every soul that loves you, the strength of every mind that seeks you, grant us always to continue steadfast in your holy love. Be the joy of our hearts. Take them all to yourself, and in them abide. The house of our souls is, we confess, too narrow for you. Enlarge it that you may enter in. It is ruined, but repair it. It has that within it which must offend your eyes. We confess and know it. But whose help shall we implore in cleansing it but yours alone? To you, therefore, we cry urgently, begging that you would cleanse us from all our secret faults, and keep your servants from presumptuous sins, that they may never get dominion over us. For we ask all this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Thanks for joining us at Life Toward God. You can view past episodes or find out more information about the First Presbyterian Church at www.fpcjackson.org.